Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is August the 17th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah chapters 31 to 33. Call upon God for answers to all your questions. We read in Jeremiah chapter 33 verses 1 to 3 like this. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time while he was still shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus says the Lord who made it, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. In this chapter, we find the prophet Jeremiah shut up in the court of the prison, and in order to comfort him, the word of the Lord came to him saying, Thus says the Lord, and gave him further glowing promises of restoration to Israel and Judah. Verse 1 indicates that this is a continuation of the prophecy given to Jeremiah earlier. Jerusalem will eventually be rebuilt and will be ruled by a righteous king. Jeremiah did not understand how God could restore a nation that was destined for doom. So the Lord challenged the prophet to call to him for understanding. God said he would then reveal great and unsearchable things. Only God can unlock the secrets of the future, and he offered this knowledge to Jeremiah. God had done amazing things in creation, and here prophet Jeremiah was invited to observe the unfathomable greatness of God's work on behalf of his people. When we relate this magnificent promise in our lives, we can understand that the mystery of eternity are available to us only through calling the name of God. God pledges the unchanging faithfulness of his being for the fulfillment of his promises to his children. God is able to reveal that which has formerly been hidden, and he is committed to deliver and to preserve his people. As we read in Isaiah chapter 48, verse number 6 like this, You have heard, see all this, and will you not declare it? I have made you hear new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them. Where there is godless living, lack of concern for others in their need, and carelessness with regard to the clear instructions of the word of God, God cannot and will not hear the prayers of these wicked people. In fact, they stand in danger of divine judgment. Moreover, where the children of God maintain an intimate communion with God, then God will surely answer their call. God wants us to come to him for understanding and insight. All true wisdom ultimately begins with him, as we read in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7 like this, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 is popularly referred to as the golden key of prayer and has three elements for our understanding. Number 1, call to God and he will answer us. Romans chapter 10 verse 13 says, For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Number 2, we do not know everything. Our knowledge is imperfect. For we read in Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 and 9 like this, The word of God, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And number 3, God will show us great and mighty things that we do not know. We read in Romans chapter 11 verses 33 and 34 like this, Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor? When we call upon God, which is one action, God does four actions in return. 1, God answers, as he says, I will answer you. Number 2, God reveals, he says, and show you. Number 3, God demonstrates, as he says, great and mighty things. And number 4, and God surprises, where he says, which you do not know. So today, let us call upon God for answers to all our questions.